Good morning.
Good morning.
Family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings, especially this Sunday morning, Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. And there's so many other beautiful terms that could be applied, but beautiful music to bring it into business. For those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come see us. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for this morning's invocation is taken from Psalm 118 of the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And would you please take a hymnal and open to page 888, and we have our affirmation of faith. And could you please stand? This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died
for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared to
them. Then Peter and the 12, and then to me and the witness. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, the one of God, firstborn of all creation,
the firstborn of the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit.
Christ is the head of the body,
the church, and by the blood of the cross, reconciles all things to God.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for this blessed day. For, O Lord, without this day, we would have no hope. We would have nothing to look for. We would not have a home. We would be as orphans in a strange land. But thankfully, Heavenly Father, because of your blessed Son, his death and his resurrection, we now have right to the tree of life. Only through him. We thank you for this, Lord. We ask that you would bless each one gathered here today, Lord. Those, Lord, that know you, and perhaps that may be one, or some that don't know you. ask, Lord, that you would work on hearts as never before. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our opening hymn is Up From the Grave He Arose.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his soul. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lived.
Blessed morning it is, too.
Amen.
All right. So, according to this right here, I don't see any birthdays. Anybody know any birthdays we should say? Nobody not listed? Okay. An anniversary on here. We have Kathy and Denny Bedell.
Amen.
On the 14th. All right, since we have a birthday to sing, we'll sing Happy Birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
All right, and many more. All right, before we get into announcements, I have a letter here from the Agape Ministry. And it says, Dear Pastor and Congregation, on behalf of the Agape Ministry, we thank you for the most generous monetary gift. We are so blessed to have your support as a wonderful church that has been part of the Agape Ministry for 25 years.
Amen.
All right, does anybody have any announcements?
I do. Just a quick announcement. If you have Lenten coins that they're obviously too big to go in the offering plate, you can bring them or give them to the ushers and they'll put them on the altar. Amen? And just a word about Agape. They were most grateful for your gifts, most grateful for that you're thinking about him. And they still solicit your prayers, and they just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Cheryl Migosh. And I am so very grateful and thankful for my Savior.
Amen.
Because 14 years ago, on Good Friday, April the 9th, He gave me my life.
Amen.
I was diagnosed with invasive breast cancer, and I have now been cancer-free for 14 years.
Amen.
It's an awesome thing to think that Good Friday may have been the death of Christ, but it was the birth of my new life.
Amen.
So I'm here to tell you there is hope, there is salvation, and there is a God.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that He died to pay the price for my sins. And thank you that He rose again so that I might have His abundant, resurrected life within me in the person of the indwelling Holy Spirit. I am not worthy to gather up the crumbs under your table. And yet you stoop down to rescue me and adopt me into your heavenly family. To you be all the praise and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us prepare for our tithes and offerings. Father, you are the God of the resurrection, and you are the God of redemption. We offer our gifts alongside glorious hallelujahs on this day. We gloss through the period of Lent longing for Easter, and we want the news that the angels delivered to fill our hearts. Fill us to the very brim. He is not dead. He is risen. Hallelujah. May we run, not walk from here, so that we may spread this news to the world. May we be your ambassadors in all that we do. Take our tithes and offerings. Use them for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, great and very low. Praise Him, mighty heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Today's scripture is from John 20, 1 through 18, the empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked at the strips of linen laying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went there, as well as the, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, are you crying? Why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." And this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabbanani, which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. All right, choir. Thank you.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Happy Easter. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you that no one is beyond your ability and desire to be saved by grace through faith in Christ, and thank you that you are ready and willing to use anyone whose heart is open towards you. Increase my longing and love for you, and help me to live by faith and not by sight. Thank you that your word is altogether true and trustworthy, and prevent me from being influenced by the circumstances that surround me, rather than looking to Jesus and trusting your word. Thank you that I have been born anew and placed into your eternal family. Look down in compassion and grace on lost souls, and bring many more into your kingdom. This I pray for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds for the message the Holy Spirit has for us today. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, you are the God of all, the God of resurrection, the God who brought Jesus from the dead, guaranteeing our salvation. We ask, Lord, that as Pastor Ted delivers the message that the Holy Spirit has given to him, you give him courage and you give him the strength to be your instrument so that all that he says may be your words. And Lord, help us to take your word into our very souls so that as we leave this place, we will know that we are your ambassadors to the world. Give us the courage to tell the resurrection story to all. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Amen. I must tell you this morning before I go any further at all. He is risen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let me say that again. And your response to me is, he is risen. He is risen.
He is risen.
Amen. Amen. Do you know how important that is to you that believe in the Lord? How important what that means to your faith, what that means to your hope, what that means to your life, those who believe in Christ, that means everything. Amen?
Amen.
Bring the kids in, would you? Now, while the kids are coming in, I want to say this. We need to make sure that we train these children. Amen? It's all right for them to stay in the nursery, but I believe they need to know a little something about the Lord. Amen? So this morning, we're going to bring them out this morning, and we're going to just teach them basically what Easter is really all about. You know, Easter is really all about the resurrection. Amen? It's all about the resurrection. And these little ones, they need to know that, because they're going to have to teach their kids one day also. So it's important. Just go ahead and you can bring them right over. Send them right over there. Look at all these wonderful kids. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Just right over there in those chairs somewhere and be great. Annie, that'll be fine. Now, last week we talked about the triumphal entry. So, what about the rest of the story? What about those balloons that we had up here? Where are those balloons? Hey, bring those balloons on up here. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Let him go. Let him go. There you go. There you go. This is left over from last Sunday, where we talked about the resurrection. Thank you. Thank you, Reuben. Now, do you children know what who's what we're celebrating today? You know? One at a time. Amen. And what did you say, hon? Easter. And you? Jesus' resurrection. You're right. And do you know why he rose? Why do you think he rose? Huh? The power of God. He rose so that you and 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 especially you and you, all of you, can have a right to the tree of life. And you too, especially you. You see, Jesus loves the little ones, doesn't he? And he cares deeply for them. So from now on, when your mommy and daddy or your grandparents tell you to do something, what are you going to do?
Do it.
You're going to do it. Why? You don't want to upset who?
God.
You don't want to upset God. You don't want to upset who else? Amen. Mom and dad, all right? Jesus, right. Jesus wants you guys. He wants you to obey your parents. You know that? You know why? That way, he said, that way you can live a long and a happy life. You got that? You got it. And what's your name? Spencer, you got it? All right. Thank you. All right. You can take them back now. Amen. Thank you, Jaden. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hiya. Some of those kids are going to be preachers one day. They like to talk. Amen. Amen. So today I want to say happy Resurrection Day. And today's a day that we're going to go ahead and wrap up our series of letting go as we celebrate the blessed resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world. This is important. He came into the world to save it, not to condemn it. You know, sometimes we get that backwards. You know, we think God stands in condemnation of us. But in reality, he stands in loving kindness toward us. And today we're going to see that the empty tomb story from John's gospel is really a recreation story. And that is the name of our title of our message this morning, the recreation story. And that should be very exciting to us, because God is recreating the world in Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. And you know what? He wants to recreate us too. So let's get to our story. You know, it's interesting to note that the empty tomb story in John's gospel begins in darkness. You know, Mary Magdalene is going to the tomb while it's still dark. And the other gospel stories begin later when there's daylight. But this one, Mary arrives at the tomb and is just scared to death when she finds out that the stone has been rolled away and the Lord is not, he's not in the tomb. So what does she do? She runs off and she finds Peter and the other disciples. And she finds that this is the one that Jesus loved. And she tells him frantically, you know, that someone's taking him away. And she doesn't know where they put him. She's really, really upset on this. And she doesn't really know what to do. So she's concerned. In those days, it was well-founded, because in those days, they had people that robbed tombs. And that was a common thing in that ancient world, that that they would go about robbing the tomb, theme and privates would steal the body and everything in there. So it was pretty reasonable for her to assume that the someone had broken into the tomb and stolen his body. Now, Peter and the other disciple, they're all alarmed by Mary's report. And they all know that that this is the stone was removed and the body was taken. And they got up and they both ran to the tomb. Peter was running, but the other disciple outran him. And he bent down, he looked into the tomb, and he didn't see anything but the strips of linen. And then Peter goes in. You remember Peter, don't you? He's that disciple kind of like us. We talk a good game, but when it comes down to it, we back out. And he catches up, and he goes straight in. He's gone. Only the strips of clothes that had wrapped the body 2 days before remain. So did someone come and steal the body? The unnamed disciple enters the tomb, and he takes an assessment of the situation. And the scripture says this in 28. He saw and believed. But what did he see? And what did he believe? Probably most likely he saw the empty cave and believed Mary's story that the body had been taken. You see, if you read the next verse, you'll find out that the disciples still didn't understand, you know, that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They were still in the dark, but not for long. So not only had their Lord and teacher been brutally killed by crucifixion, which is the way they killed people in those days, and that was reserved for slaves and criminals, but now his body was gone, stolen. To them, the story was over. Oh, what are we going to do? The Lord is gone. Let's go out and hide. You know, I'm not going to be too hard on them, because when the rubber meets the road and it gets too tough on us, when we can't stand the heat, what do? We run and hide. We run and hide from the Lord, like the Lord doesn't know where you are. You know, so the next time you want to be hard on the disciples, think about you and your life. When you were faced with a decision that you had to make, and then you ran and hide. You know, Jesus needs courageous disciples. Amen? He needs those folks that will stand up when it gets hard to stand up. To stand up when nobody likes you. To stand up when even at church they talk about you. To stand up when at work, you know, you here comes that Bible thumper over there. You better stay away from him or her. He wants you to stand up and be counted. But I want you to say, I noticed something interesting about this story. And everyone, they do grief in a different way. But as far as we can tell, neither Peter nor any of the other disciples offered Mary any support. And Mary is standing there just weeping her eyes out. They offered no comfort, nothing. You know, perhaps they were grieving also, but I think they were more too afraid to do anything. They wanted to run and hide. It says they just walked right past Mary, who was just sobbing, and they never acknowledged her pain. So, who is Mary stays at the tomb and she's crying and weeping? So, who is this Mary Magdalene? Who is she? A lot of folks say that she was a prostitute. That's the name that was given to her, the label. But she wasn't. If you read Luke's gospel, you learn that she was someone who had seven evil spirits that the Lord cast out of her. And none of those spirits were prostitutes. So I don't know how she got that. She was one of Jesus' most faithful followers. And she paid help to the financing ministry. And nowhere will you find in the scripture where it talks about Mary being a prostitute. You know, we always tend to have a tendency to label folks, don't we? And we really don't know what we're talking about. Amen? Folks may be trying to label you right now, but do they really know you? And do you really know the people that you may be trying to label? So, but now the story's going to get real interesting now. She's still weeping, and she bends down to look into the tomb. And what does she see? She sees two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been. And the angel asked, you know, what maybe the Mary was a pretty ridiculous question. Woman, why are you crying? Well, you know, Mary is still convinced that a robbery has taken place.
They've taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they put him. And at that point, Mary turns around and sees someone she assumed is a gardener. She didn't recognize him. And the fact that the tomb is in a garden, you know, that made it all the more sensible that this person must be a gardener. But I tell you this morning, it was not the gardener. It was her teacher, her Lord, her Savior, the Messiah, her friend. It was Jesus. But right now, she didn't recognize him. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? And who are you looking for?" Now, I want to pause here just for a minute, because there's something really, really, really beautiful happening here in this story, and I don't want us to miss it. You see, John is showing us how Jesus' resurrection is also a recreation story. He's given us some hints that point back to both the beginning of his gospel and also to the beginning of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. If you could remember, how does Genesis open? In the beginning, Genesis 1:1. And how did John open his gospel? In the beginning, John 1:1. But there's more. And what does Genesis say about the earth? Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And how does our story open? While it was still dark, Mary went to the tomb. We have darkness in Genesis, and now we've got darkness here in John. And where's Mary standing? Where is the tomb located? Located in a garden. And where does the account of Adam and Eve take place? In the Garden of Eden. You see where John is going with this story? The story of Adam and Eve is one that begins with life, but because of sin, it ends with death. And the story in this garden begins with death, but because of the goodness and the mercy of God, it ends with resurrection life. You see, the resurrection of Jesus reverses the curse from Genesis and creates the world. And if nothing else makes you happy this morning, that ought to just make you just feel good inside. Because of Jesus, the curse has been taken away because of his resurrection. And what did God do after he removed Adam and Eve from the garden? He put a flaming sword, and he did something else in front of the tree of life to protect it. He put angels there. And who do we have sitting in the empty tomb, dressed in white, asking Mary, "Why are you weeping?" We've got angels. So those are just some of the few hints from John that this is a recreation story. So let's get back to our story. Jesus is mistaken as a gardener. He asked Mary, "Why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" And Mary, for the third time, states that the body has been taken. "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I'll get him." And then Jesus said to her, "Mary," and instantly Mary recognized the risen Lord, her teacher and her friend. You see, it's a wonderful thing how Jesus called her by name. He knows her. He sees her. Peter and the other disciple left the garden without supporting her or even acknowledging her. But Jesus sees. He sees everyone. He sees and loves her and calls her by name. I've always imagined sometimes what it would be like. Jesus was standing in front of me. And he calls my name and says, "Ted!" You know, how would I react? You see, I'm going to tell you something this morning, folks. You cannot hide from the Lord this morning or any other day. He sees a little facade that we put up in front of our lives. You see, we hide it from our friends and our family. We don't want folks to see who we really are. But Jesus knows who you and me, who we really are. He sees our disappointments. He sees our anger. He sees our fear. He sees the things that we're going through. He sees the way that we deal with people and how we try to put up that little film around us to keep people from knowing who we are.
I've been married for a little over 50 years now, and one of the things that I've learned is I can't hide nothing from my wife. I can't hide nothing from her. I'll come in there and I don't even, she'll say, "What's wrong? What's wrong with you?" You know, I'll be coming in with my mouth stuck out or something. I don't know. "What's wrong with you?" You know, she knows. Jesus knows you as well. Don't ever think that you got it all together and you can do it all by yourself and it's all about me. Amen? Because it's not. It's not. He knows you. And just like he calls Mary's name, he's calling your name even right now. He's calling your name. How will you respond to him? What will you tell him? You can't run and hide. Where are you going to go? The scripture says, "I went even in hell, you know about me." You can't go anywhere to hide from the Lord. So what am I telling you this morning? You have been recreated because of the love of Christ, because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen? You have a new life. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to even fear death. Why is it? Because the scripture says he has taken away the sting of death from each and every one of us. What do we have to fear? Why do we walk around sometimes with our head hung so low that the world just kicks us to the side and acts like we're irrelevant? We are not irrelevant, folks. We are the children of the Most High. We belong to Jesus. You mean something to him. And whatever he's telling you to do this morning, you ought to do it. Amen? Because I'm going to tell you something else. Now, you may think you're going to be here for a long, long, long time. You may think you're going to be able to go live, but you don't know that. Amen? You don't know when that trumpet's going to blow for you. I don't know. What am I telling you? What did Jesus tell us to do? You don't know when. Only the Father in heaven knows. He's telling you to do what? Be ready. Be ready to go. I don't know why folks are killing children these days. I can't tell you that. I don't understand why churches are being shot up in schools and Walmarts and stores. I don't understand it. But I do know this as a Christian. Maybe it's not for me to understand. Maybe it's not for you to understand. Maybe it's for you to be ready. Maybe he's trying to tell us something. Amen? Maybe he's trying to tell us, get your act together before it's too late. Because we may not have as much time as you think you do. So I want you to consider that this morning. And know that he is recreating you. Recreating you. And why is he doing this? So you can be a new creature. So you can have new life. And you can go about doing the things that he wants you to do. He loves you very much. And he cares about you. Even though sometimes we act like we don't care nothing about Jesus. But isn't it amazing? No matter how bad that we treat him, how much he loves us back. Do you think it's any coincidence because of your good looks or your riches today that you may be here this morning? No. It's because someone loves you and cares about you and wanted to give you one more chance. So I want you to think on that this morning. And always remember that he loves you very much. And I better get on to the conclusion of this message before. So remember, the resurrection is the beginning of recreation. Jesus said in Revelation 21:5, by everything, he says, I am making everything new. And by everything, he means you and me too. His resurrection, life and power is available to you if you want it. Jesus said, God did not send his son into the world. I'm sorry, John's gospel says this. Into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God does not condemn you. God has no animosity toward you.
He loves you. He has reconciled you to himself because of our Lord's death on the cross. All we need to do is to turn and accept that that we have been reconciled. So this morning, I want to say this to you before I close. He's alive. He's risen. He's recreating the world through him. And God wants to recreate you. He sees you, and he calls you by name. You got nothing to fear from the Lord, not even death. Let go of the sin and shame that's trying to hold you back, enslave you. You see, that's been defeated. John 8:36 says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And as I close, I want to close with this scripture this morning. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. The scripture says, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Because your labor in the Lord is not in vain. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now I'm going to ask you to do something this morning. Right where you are, I want you to bow your heads this morning. Bow your heads. Just bow your heads. And I want you to imagine just for a minute that you're talking to Jesus. Imagine that you're talking to Jesus. He's standing right before you. He's calling you by your name. He's calling you. And you don't have to respond to me, but I want you to respond. He's telling you, I see you, I know you, I love you, and I want to take care of you. And right as you're bowing to yourself, take a few moments. Respond to the Lord by prayer. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, remember he sees you. The altar is open for anyone who may want to come and get things right with Jesus. You're not getting things right with me, nor the church, nor anyone else. You're getting things right with Jesus. This is the blessed day that we celebrate his resurrection. Wouldn't it be awesome that this would be your day? Your day. That he sees you. And he's calling your name, that you would respond and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll let that mess go that's in my life. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll stop watching those TV shows. I'll stop going to those websites. I'm not talking to anybody in here. I know you don't go do those things. But if you are, now's a good time to quit doing those things. Amen? Amen. While Randy sings,
you please stand for our hymn of invitation, Because He Lives. God sent his Son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, and in his living to prove my Savior. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and
Because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All fear is gone. Because I know.
You may be seated. He loves you very, very much. He's not through with you yet. He's still working on you. Amen?
Amen.
Still working on me. But I just want you to know, as you leave here today, that he cares deeply about you. And don't let anybody feed you this baloney that Jesus doesn't care. He wants to condemn you. He doesn't want to condemn anybody. Amen?
Amen.
He wants to save you. God bless you. May the Lord take care of you. May he watch over you and all that you do. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you, God, for our Savior, the Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ. He has risen. Let's continue to give thanks to God for all he's done for us. Even in these hard times, he's always with us. So continue to give him thanks. Ask him to heal our country. Pray for the people around the world to just touch all his children and bring us together. Let's continue to pray for the friends and family members our members of our congregation, Gerda's sister, David and Lisa Edwards, Virginia Mollenhoff, who it's a joy to see her here this morning, for Alice Tyler's family, continued prayers for them, Diane Skaggs' daughter Lisa, Dixie's sister Martha, family of Patricia Hollings, Simon, Tessie's nephew, Homer Vargas, his nephews, our neighbors rather, Joaquin Gonzalez and Gregory Puentes, Valerie Carpio and her daughter Ashley, friends of Karen Lawrence. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue to lift up Karen and Doug in your thoughts and prayers. His going through his blood transfusion. So, Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers for Tessie, for Bonnie Chambers, for Eileen Fader, for all of our homebound, Homer Martinez, Esther Goins, God, apologize. For Homer Vargas, for Janice Walker, for James Murphy, for Sandy Bundick, but Miss Bundick Sandra is here this morning. That is a joy. And her granddaughter, Holly. Linda Robinson. Continued prayers of uplifting and support for Jean and Elaine Bixler. And hope everything is going good, Jean. Prayers for Kathy Bedell. For Sandra Boykins. Lord, hear our prayers. Sandra Christensen is asking prayers for her cat. She's having trouble with her health issues, so Sandra, God touch you and your cat and heal you. And Vernita is asking prayers for Sandra Boykins. She's recovering from foot surgery, and her son Darren, he isn't feeling, he's under the weather today, so Lord, hear our prayers.
Amen.
Go out and continue to praise God, give thanks, and say thank you and be kind to everyone. It doesn't take anything to say thank you to someone. Even if they're mean at a grocery store, you can still be kind to them. Follow God's word. Go out and enjoy this Easter Sunday, and God continue to be with all of us all week long.
Amen. Amen. I don't need my glasses.
Sandra, was it your brother-in-law? So he's a relative or a friend? Okay, amen. Gayla, could you play? I want you to remember something before we go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to know that he is most willing to hear your prayer than you are to ask him. What I'm saying is, he's waiting for you to call upon him. Amen? You have really no excuse. You have no excuse. You don't have to dress up. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is get down on your knees or wherever in your prayer closets and make sure things are right between you and Jesus. Amen? Because if they're not, your prayers are not going to go any further than it'll be like a bad check. It'll just keep bouncing all over the place. So make sure things are right between you and Jesus. Amen? Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come before the throne of grace. Only because of your blessed Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. It could not be done unless he had arose from the dead. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you would be with those that are sick. Even right now, it may be some that may not feel good. Some may be, Lord, they took all they had just to come to church this morning. Some it took all they had just to get out of bed. Some couldn't even get out of bed. Have mercy on them this morning, Lord. Please look out for Sandra's friend. That, Lord, whatever the problem is, that, Lord, that you would take care of it. And, Lord, we thank you so much for Alamo United Methodist Church. We thank you for this community that you've given us to build bridges in. I thank you for this community that you've given us to serve. Empower us even today, O Lord, as we leave this place, that we won't be complacent, we won't be lackadaisical, we will be on fire for you, Lord. Not for us, but for you, and because of the things that you've done for us. Watch over each one today, Lord. Look out for all these little ones, Lord. Look out for their parents, their grandparents, and all those that are tasked to take care of them. Help them to bring them up in the right way, your way, Lord. And Lord, we wait for your return, and we know you're coming back. Help us to keep our lamps trimmed brightly, so Lord, we'll be ready. Thank you. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Sent forth with the power of the Christ resurrection. Hallelujah! The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the commandment of the Holy Spirit be with us all this day and forever. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is He Lives. Please stand.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever bones may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear of cheer, and just the time I need Him is always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me, and on my narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He in all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. He's crying, oh, hallelujah, to Jesus Christ, the hope.
Happy Easter, everybody.